But first this hour, last week on primary day, when a number of problems plagued 95 polling places across Maricopa County, recorder Adrian Fontes repeatedly said he would get to the bottom of the problem. He blamed it on a technology contractor. Then this past Tuesday, in a Facebook video, Fontes said he would release the postmortem report for full transparency. But yesterday, he rescinded that promise after he said attorneys in his office encouraged him not to. Here he is speaking just a short while ago.
We will continue to maintain and strengthen our vote centers. We know that those worked pretty well, and a lot of folks were very satisfied with them. We'll be making some adjustments to those. Insofar as reacting to what happens first thing in the morning, we're going to switch from a reactive to a proactive response system.
To talk about the back and forth and the dressing down Fontes got from the County Board of Supervisors is Jessica Baim, City Hall reporter for the Arizona Republic. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, guys.
So what happened? I mean, Fontes is saying that he was going to release the report, then his attorneys basically said not to. What's behind all this?
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. So we basically didn't hear from the recorder for about a week after Election Day. And then all of a sudden there was this Facebook Live video that was unannounced saying that there was going to be this report that was going to answer all our questions, including a lot of questions. He read off some of them that I had personally sent to him. And, we were anticipating that at least by Thursday. And then I got a call towards the end of the day yesterday saying that, yeah, his attorneys in the office decided that that was not a good idea. But he did say that the report that he did compile will be part of the audit that the county supervisors are calling for that will look at, you know, all of the things that went wrong last Tuesday.
That's the $200,000 or some odd dollars that the county supervisors set aside earlier this week to look into what happened.
Exactly.
So does that mean that at some point this report will be part of the public record?
That was his understanding, and that's what was conveyed to me. That being said, I will say that the Arizona Republic has already submitted a public records request for that. We believe that it was already created and that it should be released because it's already created.
Now, Fontes had kind of a tough day on Tuesday when he went before the County Board of Supervisors. Can you sort of recap for us what were the concerns of the supervisors beyond sort of the idea of potentially voters not being able to cast their ballots and being disenfranchised?
Absolutely. So the County Board of Supervisors, which it's a little confusing because they don't have direct oversight over the county recorder. He's his own elected official. But they do, you know, provide the funding for that office. They allocate it. So they basically were pretty upset that they weren't made aware of the potential issues until they were basically asked to extend voting that day, which they didn't end up doing. But, you know, it has come out that recorder Fontes knew about the problems the day before, did not tell the Board of Supervisors about them. Additionally, there appears to be a lot more problems beyond just polling places not opening on time. So a lot of the supervisors, told the recorder about some of the issues that they had heard from their constituents that, you know, ranged from ballots not being secure to the correct ballots not being available for some people. So there were a lot of questions, and I think there's still a lot of answers that we would like to have.
So I guess the big question then is, you know, we have another election obviously coming up in not that long from now. How optimistic do people seem to be that the problems from primary day will not be repeated on election day?
I mean, I think that's everyone's hope. We only have a couple of months here, though. And so the supervisors did make it clear that this audit that's going to take place, this $200,000 audit, is supposed to be completed within the next couple of weeks and to have specific corrective actions available at the end of that to make sure that these things don't happen again. However, I mean, that's a really short timeline. And so far, at least the public has not been made aware of really what happened. There's been some back and forth about maybe a contractor messed up. But, you know, there's just so many questions and not a lot of answers.
All right. That's Jessica Baim with the Arizona Republic. Jessica, thanks a lot.
Thanks.